Chillis, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KOS FM, and KOS.org. This week's review will pay tribute to the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Michael Joseph Jackson was born on August 29, 1958, in Gary, Indiana. At a young age, his father, Joseph Jackson, believed all his sons had talent, so he started a group in the 1960s as the Jackson Family. That group was made up of Tito, Jermaine, and Jackie. Michael Jackson joined the group at age 5. Later, his older brother, Marlon, joined the group. The Jackson 5 was then created, Michael Jackson being the lead singer. Their dad coached them. They would have long rehearsals, and sometimes the brothers didn't enjoy practices because their dad sometimes got violent if they didn't do something right. It wasn't long before they started opening for major artists from the Motown Records label. The Jackson 5 were soon signed to the Motown Records. A year later, they made their own music. Their dad, Joseph Jackson, became their manager. They came out with the single I Want You Back, which made it to number one on Billboard Hot 100. Here's a clip of I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Michael Jackson started a solo career in addition to Jackson 5. His first hit as a solo artist was from the album Ben. Well, there was more than just his past. Michael Jackson impacted a lot of lives. He influenced artists in their music careers, such as Usher and Chris Brown, and many more. According to Biography.com, Jackson announced that he would be performing a series of concerts in London in his final curtain call. There had been some speculation regarding whether the fragile singer would be able to handle the rigors of 50 concerts. Despite all of the allegations and stories of odd behavior, Jackson remained a figure of great interest, as demonstrated by the strong response to his concert plans set to appear at the Oz Arena in London, England, where he planned to perform many of his hits, such as... July 8th of 2009, Jackson saw all the tickets to his This Is It tour sold out in only 4 hours. On June 25th of 2009, Jackson suffered cardiac arrest in his Los Angeles home. He was rushed to the hospital after his heart stopped and CPR attempts failed, but he died later that morning. He was 50 years old at the time of his death. News of Jackson's death resulted in an outpouring of public grief and sympathy. Memorials of Jackson were put up around the world, including at the arena in London, where he was set to perform, and another at his childhood home in Gary, Indiana. I remember when I heard the devastating news of Michael Jackson's death. I was at a swimming pool, and they made an announcement on the speaker that he had died. Everyone at the pool gave a moment of silence that day. I was so sad about Michael's death because I loved his music. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. You'll never be forgotten. This has been Celia Chillis with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM, and KIOS.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.